En af de meget spændende debutanter ved dette års 24 timers Le Mans var sydkoreanske Genesis. Genesis er ikke alene navnet på en rockgruppe, men også på Hyundai-gruppens premiumbrand. Det var første gang, at det sydkoreanske bilmærke deltog i Le Mans, og det var der en god grund til. For Genesis er Le Mans-deltagelsen en del af bilmærkets strategi for at komme ind på det europæiske marked. En entré i Danmark er heller ikke utænkelig. Vi mødte den øverste kommanderende hos Genesis i Europa, administrerende direktør Peter Kronsnabel, i forbindelse med debuten i Le Mans, blot få timer inden starten på årets 24 timers løb, og spurgte ham, hvad strategien var i Europa, sådan mere konkret.
Well, when it comes to Europe, we started about 4 years ago in 3 markets, in Germany, UK and Switzerland, and we started with our own studios. And this was more like we wanted to learn about the European market, and now we're in a phase where we are enlarging our presence step by step, getting present in all European markets. As a next step, we did this year opening in France, in Italy and in the Netherlands, later in the year in Spain. And next year we're planning as well to look into Denmark, into Poland, into Belgium and other markets. So we do a step-by-step approach in Europe. Obviously for us always is important to enter a market when it makes sense for an investor as well for us as a manufacturer. And for us the strategy, the way forward is the dealer distribution model.
It really makes sense in this AI world, so to say. But when it comes to Le Mans, what is so special about Le Mans since you're using this opportunity, for example, to speak to me?
Yeah, well, Le Mans is obviously the 24 hours of Le Mans. Every kid knows Le Mans. It's emotions pure, it's racing, it's cars, it's noise. I can continue like that. And I love it and many people love it as well. But for us as Genesis, we started because as a premium brand, you also have a performance program. And as a performance program, the WEC Racing, the World Endurance Championship in Endurance Racing, is a perfect platform for motorsports and obviously also to create awareness in the audience. So when you think about WEC Racing has globally an audience of around 400 million viewers, after Formula One with 800 million, the second largest platform to create awareness. And when you create a brand in Europe, obviously this will help us to establish Genesis as a brand.
And then I can whisper into your ears that, as I used to say, the 24 hours of Le Mans is the biggest Danish motorsport event. Normally there's between 20 and 30,000 Danes down here. They are coming down here every year. There are camps around. You will see a lot of the Danish flag. And that is also, I spoke to Kevin Magnussen, former Formula One driver, and he said the big difference between Le Mans and Formula One is that in Le Mans, the sporting issue is very, very high placed. It is not the same way in Formula One, he said. Anyway, I think it's a great opportunity, and then to expose you to all these Danes. One thing is Denmark, but the other thing is also the global thing. You want to expand. I think you're very big in the US already, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes, yes, we are big in US and big in the domestic market in Korea. So basically, yes, we want to be recognized as a global premium brand, and as a global premium brand, you have to be there where premium was founded in Europe. So therefore now it's we're all focused on Europe and have a clear European strategy how we can establish Genesis as a premium brand in Europe.
Anyway, the car which we are seeing racing around on the track, do you have some sort of a road similarities? Do you, I mean, it should grow in some way out of a road car. Do you have something like that?
No, it didn't grow out of a road car, but vice versa. Obviously, in motorsports, you generate a lot of telemetry data, vehicle data, etc., dynamic data from designs, aerodynamic data, I mean, which you can also apply in series cars. So therefore, it's both-handed. Motorsports, and especially when you talk about endurance racing because of these cars, I mean, you can generate information which you can use then also in the development of series cars.
And that, I guess, means a lot also for the people who are buying these cars. Because one thing is to buy a car and drive around on the normal road. I mean, it is limited all the way around. But in some way, it's like a Rolex watch. You want something which is special and which you know people have their heart into it, and also on a very, very high technological level, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially when you talk about motorsports, there are a lot of passionate people developing the best what is possible in order to build the best and the fastest cars. And obviously these elements you can always use in series production as well.
Thank you very much for the conversation. Thank you, and good luck with the introduction of Genesis in Europe.
Thank you very much, Søren, and very nice talking to you. Thank you.
Tak for snakken til Peter Kronsnabel, administrerende direktør hos Genesis Europe. Med de ord er det slut på motorprogrammet i denne uge, som også er det sidste inden sommerpausen. Mit navn er Søren Clouding. Jeg er tilbage igen midt i august, og der har det ikke været ferie det hele. Over sommeren vil der fortsat være nye artikler at læse på motorsiden.dk, og jeg vil have samlet nyt stof ind til også at bringe videre i motorradioen. Blandt andet inkluderer planen et besøg hos Xpeng i München, og på listen over prøvekørte biler står blandt andet BMW iX3, Toyota CHR+, Subaru Uncharted og Tesla Model 3. Og husk, at hvis du i mellemtiden vil se billeder og læse mere om meget af det, du hører om i motorradioen, så besøg motorsiden.dk. Motorsiden.dk og også Formel E.dk præsenterer sig Subaru, topaktuel med den helt nye, fuldt elektriske, firehjulstrukne Subaru e-Outback med masser af plads og kræfter, og nu hos de danske Subaru-forhandlere.